Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah. Hey, Wharton tonight killed it. And that guy came right up the middle at Lamar and wanted his butt. How about that Worthy around the corner?
That was sick. That
you know, was first play in the NFL, touchdown!
How about those Chiefs?
What was your favorite moment from tonight's win?
Winning the game. That's what it's about. We're 1-0, baby. Undefeated. That's what we do. Starting the season. Here we go. Chiefs, baby.
Did you think we were going to lose for a second?
Well, it would have been tied. So, okay. You know, they wouldn't have gone for two.
Unless they'd have went for two.
Yeah. And Justin Tucker already missed one kick, so we probably couldn't count on a second one for him to miss. So.
I like the new, what's the guy, Steele? Cannon
Worthy,
Steele,
down the
Carter
sideline
Steele.
For a touchdown.
Yeah, that
favorite play?
When the Chiefs won the game, when Isaiah Likely had his tiptoe out on the line. Yeah, that was my favorite part of the night.
How about Worthy?
I love Worthy scoring two touchdowns. He was doing a good job.
Two teddies,
nothing of that. But I think Pacheco was really good. I think the team showed up.
We won. That's all that matters.
We won. That's all that matters.
Who's driving home?
Man, I'll tell you a lot of that. You know, I found a good strategy, though. You just go to the people that are sitting by their cars.
Of course.
Still drinking.
Yeah, right.
Because they're wanting to talk. They're still partying.
Yeah, they're waiting for the traffic to get
exactly.
out.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, hey, what's going on?
Yeah, that's good. Mac in the parking lot after the game. Yeah. That'll be a regular feature after games here
Max
on the show.
Attack.
I like it
that's
a lot.
Exactly right.
Yeah, I like it. Did you ask any of them how they were getting home?
No.
I did not.
That's not your job.
Nope.
Just be responsible. Call an Uber. Call whatever you need. A family member.
Somebody will come get you, man. If
find
you
my number. I'll come out. I'll get out of bed and come get you.
Yeah, if you're too toasted to drive, man.
Please be careful.
Do not.
That is the exceptional work of our executive producer, Mac Morey, who got his first ever Chiefs coverage game here as a member of this team. So
pretty cool.
He loses his virginity to a big time Chiefs game.
A huge game last night.
Brioche.
Yeah. Also, big Taylor Swift arrived last night, right? How about that? Showing up to the game. Everybody knew she was going to be there last night. And, you know, one person who wasn't there, I was very disappointed. Chiefsaholic, man. Didn't get the opportunity.
Well, there's reasons
why. He's going away 17 and a half years.
Right.
He's a Chiefs super fan, but now he'll have to wait more than a decade to see his favorite team play. Xavier Babadar, known as Chiefsaholic, was sentenced today. He's getting more than 17 years in prison for a string of 11 bank robberies or attempted robberies in seven states. The 29-year-old previously pleaded guilty back in February. He admitted to laundering hundreds of thousands of dollars through casinos and online gambling. That's how he funded his trips to several Chiefs games, as well as extravagant bets on those games. Babadar is also ordered to pay back more than $530,000 in restitution. He also has to forfeit any property related to money laundering. That includes an autographed painting of Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
And you know that breaks his
heart. Yeah, it really
does. Probably That's his prize position.
It's not the $550K. No. It's the autographed painting of Mahomes. No. To break that guy.
The $550K is probably in cash somewhere when he knew he was going to get caught. That's like the backup money. Like, hey, just pay that real quick so I'm good. I'll go serve my time.
Right.
For 17 and a half years, that sentencing came down yesterday.
Do you think he had to give up that rat suit that he was wearing too and not be able to wear that in jail?
They should make him wear that in the middle of summer.
I was just going to say, in the middle of summer, outside. Just stand at intersections in that suit.
That's right. Chiefs win last night 27-20.
I ask you the same question I did yesterday. What happens first? Patrick Mahomes retires or this guy gets out of the pokey?
Well, we thought it was going to be 20. I think Patrick Mahomes could play another 17 and a half years.
Yeah.
So.
What is that? That's Tilly's, what, 45? 43?
Sure. That's Tom Brady level.
Where's Tom Brady when Chiefsaholic gets out of jail?
Ooh.
Is he still doing Fox, or is he taking over full ownership of the Las Vegas Raiders, or is he playing quarterback at 60 for the Raiders at that point in time, right? Tom Brady's still trying to play somewhere at that point in time. Congratulations, though, Chiefsaholic. Enjoy three hots and a cot.
Dog, those red boots she was wearing last night got me for about a half a second, and then they cut right to Travis Kelce, and I saw that haircut, and I said, what the hell is that?
What is going on with that
Travis,
hair?
Yeah. You look like the kid I rode the bus with whose dad cut his hair.
My wife says, she goes, he needs to shave that mustache, too.
Nah, you keep the mustache, but I do remember the story of Taylor Swift saying he needed to grow his hair out. That might just be like, honey, just... You do your albums and let me worry about my hairstyle. But
we all have done stuff stupid because of a woman, right? Yeah, I told you I had frosted tips. Mac got engaged. You? I don't know.
I bought a damn puka shell necklace that damn suffocated my ass for about two straight years.
Took it off.
It looked like I had a shark got attacked in my neck.
I love it.
But no, I'd say, you know, this team, you know, funny and not, a lot of Hollywood around this team with super fans.
Oh, God, yeah.
Stone Street, Paul Rudd, Sudeikis, Taylor Swift, Rob Riggle did great banging the drum last
night. Riggle was awesome. Love that
guy. And, you know, I love seeing that. And we knew it was going to happen, you know, as soon as Taylor Swift got there. We already know. She's going to be at every game.
Yep.
She's going to be every game. She's going to be there. I don't know if she's going to come in there rocking the female version, the Canadian tuxedo, because she had some denim on last night with some high red boots, but damn, she looked kind of good.
It was fun to see Taylor at the game last night. It was also good that they made Tony Dungy go to Brazil so he could make stupid comments about Taylor Swift. That whole NBC thing is just a train wreck. It gets worse by the minute. So he wasn't there to be all upset that Taylor Swift showed up at the game last night. So yeah.
There was another famous fan there though, Quincy Wilson.
Of course.
I'm glad they showed him on NBC as well. They promoted the Olympics.
I didn't know if they did.
Quincy Hall, you mean?
Yeah. Quincy Hall.
No, that was really cool last night to see him and his gold medal you're a local kid. Let's go. But also, I was thinking about all the super fans that we really do have now here in Kansas City. We're not talking X Factor and Chiefsaholic. We're talking about like real legit humans.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift is the number one Chiefs fan, and there's no arguing that. I mean, what she has done to grow the Chiefs brand and to grow the NFL and all that kind of stuff, like. There's no celebrity that's bigger than Taylor Swift. And I don't know if you caught it. They showed her at one point of the game. She was watching very nervously. Like, she was definitely feeling the emotion out there of that game. Like, nobody was kind of around her. She was standing up in that booth, kind of zeroed in towards the end of the game. I'm like,
she was sitting next to Papa Kels.
Yeah, she was last night. And Mama Kels was in that shot as well. So it looked like she was feeling the moment, like she's in on this. And that I truly appreciate. It's not just for show like some people want to believe. She was dialed in like any Chiefs fan was last
plays,
night. I mean, it was great. It's so awesome to see her at the game. And then I think if you're going to like put the super fans up there, Stone Street is clearly the number two one. Yeah. Guy's at every game. He's part of the team. Like, yeah, he's legit, lives here in town, all about that. Riggle's right. My number three super fan. I feel like Rudd and Sudeikis show up like at a big moment for the Super Bowl when the camera's there.
That's fun. Yeah. And then there's that like random Backstreet Boy that's a big fan. Kevin, I think is his name. I don't know what his last name is, but he's
still around?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, he doesn't look the same.
Morgan Freeman, isn't he?
I think, what else is there? There's the
Kevin Federline? Is
no,
that?
No, K-Fed. That's Britney Spears' ex.
Wasn't he a Backstreet Boy?
No. He was like a rapper wannabe. And then are you ready to give somebody the day off on the text line?
Yeah.
Says last year's game in the season opener was decided by a toe knee. Last game's decision was made by a toenail.
Congratulations.
Take the day off. The day off.
And we will take your toe puns all That's morning right. long as well. That's fantastic.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.